Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
We're going to start off this week with another March Magic update.
And people go, yay, something else I can fast forward through again.
It's important, though. It's important to pay attention to our fake brackets about Disneyland and Walt Disney World attractions going up against each other for some reason.
Yes. Well, because, first of all, this bracket continues to do better than my actual bracket.
Yeah, my actual bracket is done.
I'm at least doing better with my March Magic update. You... not so much, but we'll get into that. So first of all, to finish out the first round from last week, we still had two events, games, whatever you want to call these, on either side. On the Walt Disney World side, we still had the Fightin' Seven, which would of course be the Mine Train,
right?
Against the Flying Elephants, which would be, I don't know. It says Dumbo, the Dumbo's Flying Elephant, but then like the logo said Storybook Circus. So,
well, isn't the Dumbo ride Storybook Circus?
Do they just call it that? Well, it's just confusing to me because they're like labeling it two different things. I don't like that. They need to be consistent. So,
yeah.
Anyway, the moral of the story is that the Fighting Seven, of course, beat Dumbo.
Yeah, as they should. As they should.
We both had that one picked, and then the Maniacs, Toy Story Midway Mania, against the Maestros from Mickey's PhilharMagic, and the Maniacs run away with that one. I don't know if... okay, so that was an easy pick to make.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, which is the better attraction, I guess? Maniacs, or Toy Story Mania is? Midway, yes. Mania is?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I like PhilharMagic.
I love PhilharMagic, but at the end of the day, PhilharMagic is a 4D movie.
Yes.
It's a 15-minute 4D movie. And Toy Story Midway Mania, though I've not ridden it, is a really, really good attraction that consistently has, you know, a 90-minute wait, and they're, you know, adding track onto it, and they're spending that money to make it, you know, longer and better. And I think, to me, that's a no-brainer, that's a better attraction. Not only because it's an actual attraction that you can interact with, but it's just more entertaining, I think. PhilharMagic is awesome. The audio is great. The 4D is good. I mean, if you... SeaWorld San Antonio has a 4D movie like that is just terrible. It's the worst.
So you've seen it done badly, and you can tell there's a difference.
Right, yeah, and PhilharMagic is done really well, and all of the seats work. You know, all the water sprayers actually spray water. Last time I was at SeaWorld, we went and saw that movie, and the water sprayer didn't have the misting element attached, so I just got sprayed with a steady stream of water instead of the, like, it's a pirate movie, so, like, water hit the ship, and I just got sprayed with, like, a steady stream of water, like, out of a hose. Obviously, Disney would not let that happen, but it is a 4D movie done really well, but I don't think that even, you know, would compare to any interactive attraction, even if it was Small World, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. Like I said, I just... I don't know. For some reason, I really do find that I enjoy PhilharMagic. But again, Toy Story Midway Mania, I think, was probably a runaway winner there. And so that finished off the Walt Disney World side. And then, of course, we still had two left on the Disneyland side. And there we had the Screamers... California Screamin' beat the Matterhorn Bobsled Snowmen.
See, that is an upset to me.
But we both picked Screamers.
Right, but I don't know. The fact that the Matterhorn lost to California Screamin', I guess I knew it would.
Yeah, that's...
But like...
I thought the same thing.
Emotionally, it's an upset for me.
Yes.
I didn't want it to win, but I knew it would.
Yes.
And now the reality is that people like California Screamin' better than the Matterhorn, and that doesn't sit well with me for some reason.
Well, again, it's because classic Disney attraction versus... I'm sorry, okay? I recognize that purely as a roller coaster, purely as a thrill ride, California Screamin' is one of the better Disney roller coasters as far as the thrills that you can get from it. But I don't... I know that area needs that because it's what gives that area its overall feel. But it just feels lightly themed to me. That feels the most like I was at a Six Flags or whatever park. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you. If by lightly themed you mean not themed at all,
so I didn't want to go to that extreme because I think maybe the argument that could be made is the theme is pier, you know.
Right.
And so this is what you would experience at the pier, you know, the same as the swings or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't appreciate it for the theming. I appreciate it because from what I have heard and read about it, it is not only one of the better Disney coasters, but it's one of the better roller coasters, like, in the country.
Right.
Just by, you know, because it is a rocket launch, like, what's the Rock and Roller Coaster? So... It's novel in that way, but man, I don't see any theming on there at all. I mean, the theming, but I guess the theming for California Adventure is California.
But by the same argument, the whole national park area theming is really cool. It's because, maybe it's because you actually have to think about how to make something into something that it isn't, as in, how do we make a roller coaster like a limo ride? As opposed to how do we make a roller coaster like a roller coaster?
Right.
I think maybe that's the difference because, like you said, it does have a similar launch to Rock and Roller Coaster. And if you gave me the option of, hey, do you want to go ride California Screamin' or Rock and Roller? Rock and Roller is not the better coaster just as a, you know, pure coaster, but I would much rather go ride Rock and Roller because it's a more fun experience to me.
Right. The story of trying to get to an Aerosmith show fast and the fact that you're in a super stretch limo, all that stuff really plays into the experience and the fun level.
Right, as opposed to here's a roller coaster that is on a pier just like a roller coaster would be on a pier. But
all of that
to gripe about California Screamin' and say that we both did pick them to win against the Matterhorn bobsleds. But then we also had the It's a Small World Sailors versus the Space Mountain Blast. And, of course, the Blast wins this one. I say, of course...
Not surprising.
I know. And again, it's not a dig against It's a Small World. But I'm just not surprised when people are going to pick Space Mountain over It's a Small World.
Right. So, I mean, by comparison, Space Mountain is more entertaining.
So that gets us through the first round. And then in the second round, let's switch back over to Walt Disney World. First one is the Ghouls versus the Yetis. So, of course, Expedition Everest versus Haunted Mansion. And, of course, Haunted Mansion runs away with that one. We both talked about that last week. Neither of us was going to be surprised when it happened. And it did.
Right.
In the next one, the Shooting Stars, who you did not have picked, versus the... So that basically Wishes versus Main Street Electrical Parade. Wishes wins that one. But you had the electricity picked in that round, and I don't think the electricity was a bad pick there. But I think it's just, again, just like I said last week, that music, that experience becomes iconic for people of what Disney is. And now, as somebody who's seen the Main Street Electrical Parade, that is also iconically Disney, but You've got to remember there are an awful lot of people who haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, that's the difference. Is Main Street Electrical Parade is way more iconically Disney for me than Wishes is.
Right, but that's because you're a Disney nerd, and I'm a Disney nerd. But I don't know. I would say honestly, Wishes more iconic to me than Main Street. I don't know, in different ways. Wishes is more iconic to me because I attach that to the very first day I spent at Disney University, after I'd arrived from my college program, and there were three other people that were in my group at Disney University. And afterwards, we all went and hung out at Magic Kingdom for a couple of hours. And then we went to the Tomorrowland Terrace, which at that point was not a dessert area. It was somewhere you could just go sit. We grabbed some drinks, I think, you know, just some sodas from the Tomorrowland Terrace restaurant or whatever. Maybe we brought some with us. But anyway, I mean, we sat there at the table and we just sat and we enjoyed getting to watch Wishes. And that is like just burned into my brain. As opposed to like, but at the same time, Main Street Electrical Parade, first time I visited Disney with my family, we actually burned our tickets a day early and we were only in the park for a few hours, but it was because it was the only night Main Street Electrical was going to be playing as opposed to, whatever the other parade was at the time, which was also a good parade, but I wanted to see Main Street Electrical so badly. And so did my family because we knew that was classic Disney.
Main Street Electrical Parade is iconic for me because that's the first piece of Disney Parks music I ever heard. That was my first taste of a Disney park. I listened to that music before I ever went on a record that I found. And so just that tune really, I don't know, evokes Disney and memories and excitement and everything for me. So I made the wrong choice, but I stand by it. I love Main Street Electrical Parade. And
again, while you may not have picked right for your bracket, I think that it was a totally defensible pick. So then in the next game, we have the Rock and Roller Coaster versus the Big Thunder Mountain Boom, which was a surprise to both of us after they had beaten Soarin'. But they don't go any further than that because Rock and Roller Coaster does beat the Boom.
Of course.
Yeah. Even though you actually had Sky. So when Soarin' went out, you actually lost one of your final four. And again, I don't disagree with that pick by any stretch. But Rock and Roller Coaster did pull it out against the Boom. So they move on. And then we have the Fightin' Seven. So the Mine Train versus the Toy Story Midway Mania Maniacs. And of course, Toy Story does win that one. Then moving over to the Disneyland side of things, we had the California Screamin' versus the Space Mountain Blast. And just like we talked about when it comes to these coasters, Space Mountain is the one that wins there because that theming beats Screamin' Theming.
Yep.
There.
Screamin' Theming,
man. That's going to be a thing now. Next one, the Velocity versus the Splash. So that's Radiator Springs Racers versus Splash Mountain. Splash Mountain wins that one.
Thank goodness.
I picked the Velocity, but I thought they were going to be playing against Fantasmic. When you put them up against Splash Mountain, I think that that was a good pick. And of course, that is the pick that you made.
Mm-hmm.
So way to go there. And then the Cannonballs versus the Harmony. So Tiki Room versus Pirates. Again, of course, we both had Cannonballs picked to go there, and of course they did. Now then, we get to the final one. And this is the and I left this one to the end because this is the one that I want to talk about. The Bellhops versus the Temples, the Indiana Jones Adventure versus Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Another one of your final fours gets knocked out as the Bellhops lose to the Temples.
That was surprising to me.
That was super surprising. I feel like maybe I have not been giving Temple nearly enough credit, or Indiana Jones Adventure nearly enough credit. Now I'm like seriously thinking I've got to go back and ride this again because I must be missing something here.
Yeah, that attraction. I mean, to put Indiana Jones, which is an almost perfectly themed attraction, up against Tower of Terror, which is also an almost perfectly themed attraction, is tough. Because, I mean, if you look at just the queues, Tower's queue, you know, outside, the music, and it's kind of, you know, just really creepy. And then you get inside the hotel, and there's, you know, cobwebs all over everything, and there's little clues about what's happened, and you walk up, at least at the Disney World one.
Sorry, I don't want to jump in here for too long, but that is something that we might want to consider. Is this is the Disneyland side of the bracket?
True.
This is Disneyland's Twitter account, Disneyland's Facebook account, and Disneyland's Instagram that these picks were made from. Does that affect the voting?
I don't see. I've never been on the Disneyland Tower. I know that it doesn't move through the through the building at all. I know the car does not move through the hotel the way it does in Disney World.
Right.
And so I have heard from a lot of people that Walt Disney World's tower is superior to Disneyland's. And it may just be that people who live in Anaheim who have the choice, or, you know, are regular Disneyland visitors, it may be that Indiana Jones is better, you know. And I can't really say because I've not seen the Disneyland, you know, queue or anything. I assume they're similar, but if I look at the Disney World tower versus Indiana Jones, it's tough because the Indiana Jones queue, once you go inside the temple, that's almost perfect.
Yeah, and that's,
I mean, it's a great queue.
That's true, but like I said, I was surprised by that one. That one yeah. took me back. When I thought, I think I maybe had the, let me see here. I think I had, yeah, I had the teacups picked to beat the temple. And I really thought that was just going to be the nostalgia that would beat the temple,
right.
That would beat the bellhops, even though I thought that the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror to me was the better attraction. But conspiracy here. The voting for the temples versus the bellhops never appeared on Facebook. Yes, there was definitely voting that happened on Twitter. I don't know about Instagram because I'm not up with you kids and your Instagramming, but there was, yeah, and there was, so when I went to go, you know, because I have to go to Disney's Facebook accounts to get all this information to put together here. And there were some people who were quite upset because they did not see that. And I looked, and sure enough, I was unable to find any evidence of the bellhops versus temples in their Facebook account. So maybe Disney didn't want the bellhops in the next round.
That's, well, why?
I'm going to be, because I wanted the bellhops to win here. I'm going to go all conspiracy theory and say Disney didn't want them there. I don't know, because they wanted to get rid of the shark. So, did you see this? Did you no? Did you see this? They got rid of the shirts of the teams that lost.
Yes, I did see that. I did see that the shirts stopped. They stopped tomorrow, I think.
Yes, I think those stopped tomorrow. The other ones stopped like a day or two after that voting ended. Yeah, they basically, if a team doesn't go on to the next round, their shirts do not sell any longer. Which means.
Right.
That a Kilimanjaro Safari's Rumble shirt is going to be worth a lot more than a Ghoul shirt because there's going to be a lot fewer of them in 20 years.
Right.
So you should buy shirts totally against whatever you think the bracket's going to do.
Or just buy them all.
Yeah, that's another option. That's another option. But so we are now sitting at the Elite Eight. And given what we have, we've got, and I just want your, I want your snap judgments here. Cannonballs versus the temples.
Pirates. Cannonballs.
Okay, same here. Splash versus the blast. So Splash Mountain versus Space Mountain, the mountains.
Splash.
I'm going to go blast. Let's see, then we've got the Rockers versus the Maniacs.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
All right, Rock and Roller Coaster. I'm also going to go Rock and Roller Coaster. And then finally, the Ghouls versus Wishes. Like, we really have to ask you which way you're going to go here.
Ghouls.
Yeah, and I'm going to go Ghouls as well, as much as I love Wishes. So we will see where we both stand next week. But that is where we are with our March Magic update.
That is a very interesting eight.
It is. It is. And I, like I said, I'm surprised exactly how in. Now I'm not sitting here watching every single one of these like I watched the basketball games by any stretch, but it is very interesting to get to see how people pick and where they pick compared to where I think they're going to pick. So good on Disney for doing this. I think they should make it. I don't know. I'd like to see like interactive brackets and things like that next year. I think they can improve this even more.
Yeah, it would be cool to have a. Because it is hard to find the winners of these matchups.
Oh my gosh, it is so hard to find the winners. And like, if you don't sit here and spend the time to go through everything and compare it to your bracket, You don't know how the brackets are breaking down. I can't compare myself to you, and I want to compare myself to you. Right. I want to prove that I'm better than my friends, Disney. Let me do that.
Right. We need a Missing the Mouse league, you know, where we can go in and have, you know, everybody who wants to compare their brackets to ours, and that would be really fun.
Yeah, and that's what is allowed in other large brackets that happen around this time of the year.
The big basketball shindig.
That's right. So I think Disney should be offering that as well. But that is where we are on March Magic. We do have some more attractions closing news to talk about. Yeah, but so it's two short closings and a very long closing. So the first one is, yes, that's how I'm choosing to look at this. So first one is It's a Small World. We'll be closing for refurb April 14th through the 17th.
So, a very, very light refurb.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cosmetic, repainting something or reupholstering something.
Can they get Anna and Elsa dolls ready in 3 days? I'm sorry. That's where I choose to go with that, though, because, you know, if we're going to put them everywhere else, why wouldn't we put them in It's a Small World, too? But yeah, so there's a 3 day.
They would not surprise me at all if this refurb was to add Anna and Elsa to the Norway part.
No, why would it surprise you at this point? If they're going to hijack an entire country in Epcot,
right?
Why would they not put them in It's a Small World? But I will say, though, that I'm not aware of a Disneyland closing during that time. So, you know, Disneyland and Walt Disney World can't get too far out of sync. So maybe that would tell us that, again, it's probably just cosmetic.
The Disneyland one is still recovering from being on fire.
Well, yeah, there is that. It wasn't the attraction, it was like a tree, right?
Yeah, it was the back of the facade they put up to hide the construction at Disneyland just caught on fire.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny every time something catches on fire at Disneyland.
As long as no one is hurt.
As
long as the attraction can survive. So that one's closed from the 14th through the 17th. Then it's going to reopen the 18th. Then on the 20th through the 23rd, Space Mountain will be down for 4 days.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the recent OSHA violation of the Disneyland one, where they had to add that third tier to the roof.
I'm actually wondering the exact same thing, though. It's a 4 day refurb. Can they do that in 4 days?
I don't know.
Or maybe they could start and do whatever needs to be done on the inside in 4 days.
Right. Right. I'm thinking maybe they can just go up and fix the issue. Maybe the Walt Disney World one is different enough internally that they don't need to add that third tier, and they can just fix the issue without affecting the, you know, outside appearance.
That sounds plausible to me. Either that or Anna and Elsa and Space Mountain. Look for that coming April 24th when it reopens.
I have heard a lot of people talking about on Reddit recently that every three or four rides they go on Space Mountain, the stars and the galaxies and stuff are actually on inside Space Mountain.
So maybe they're thinking about going back to that?
Yeah, maybe they're going in to fix that and kind of turn some of the ambient lighting back on so it's not just a roller coaster in pitch dark, and kind of bring some of the space back to Space Mountain.
I would greatly appreciate that, Disney.
Yeah,
so.
And that's a really short refurb too, I feel like. I mean, that's just replacing fiber optics or maybe, you know, going in and just doing, you know, I don't know. I don't know what would need to be, but the fact that they can turn it on every once in a while makes me think that they're kind of looking at how that affects riders and stuff like that.
Right. And so that would indicate that maybe they're thinking about it. So yeah, maybe that's what that is. But again, pretty short refurbs there, pretty close together, which maybe even means that there's something in the same vein there, because maybe it's one team who's moving from one to the other even.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, since there's a day or two days between closures.
Right, like maybe just enough time for somebody to get their weekend in before they go to the next attraction. So
yeah.
Those are the short closings. Now, there is a longer closing. On April 22nd, Innoventions East will be closing the Vision House. So This is the house. So I don't know it as the Vision House. I know it as the House of Inventions because that's one of the places I had the honor of working. So that's kind of bittersweet for me. I don't blame them for it. I haven't been in it since it became the Vision House. All I know is that when it was in the House of Inventions, we were supposed to be showing all this futuristic technology. And it's really hard to stay on top of futuristic technology.
Yeah, it's the Tomorrowland problem.
Exactly. And you know, they were more nimble than Tomorrowland could be because you weren't having to build entire things around it. But by the time you get a product and WDI comes up with where to put it and scripting gets cleared and everything else, I mean, you know, it's months probably to get something like that done. And by then, that technology is out in the store and nobody cares to see it at Disney. So the Vision House closing, and then on April 29th, Inventions West I guess that's their final day of operation, so April 30th, everything's going to be closing on Inventions West. Inventions West will be no more.
What are they going to do?
Probably more character meet and greets. I really think that's where what that's going to be. I don't think that that's as bad. West, even when I worked there, which was 2004, West was, to me anyway, it felt like a ghost land compared to East.
So West is the Electric Umbrella side, right?
No, that's East.
That's East?
Yes. East is the EU side. And then the West side, at the time they had, IBM was doing a bunch of stuff there, and they are still doing it. It says right now they've got Think by IBM, Piggy Bank Adventure, which I believe was something about saving money. And then Where's the Fire were the options there. I worked over there because that was where Trazer was, which was this cool little belt that you could put on. And you could, so basically think precursor to Kinect. You had a little belt on so the computer could see where you were, and you could play like this soccer game where you got to block soccer balls, or you could play some game where you had to catch boxes or something. But it was really pretty cool. And then we also had Dance Dance Revolution, which was super fun. Because guess what you can do in a dead area when you have Dance Dance Revolution?
Play Dance Dance Revolution?
As far as my managers know, absolutely not. But since I'm no longer with the company, absolutely so. I mean, that, you know, you get a nice workout. We did have the really, really nice DDR pads because you had to have nice DDR pads.
Sure.
To deal with guests jumping on them all day. They were huge, and they actually kept them up pretty well and everything. So that will be no more. And like I said, they haven't said what they're going to do with it. They haven't said, I think Vision House will get replaced with something. I sure hope it will, because, you know, I'd hate to see Inventions go away as a whole.
Isn't that at Disneyland where like Stark Industries is, where they have all the Iron Man suits and stuff?
Do they have those there now? I don't really keep up with Inventions at Disneyland. So it used to be Carousel of Progress, didn't it?
Right. And it's still that round building, same building, but it's Inventions now. And I know upstairs they have all the like Iron Man suits.
Right. Which, you know what? If they want to do that at Epcot, that would be awesome.
That would be rad. We're talking about, you know, park parody. That would make sense. Because there's not that much Marvel stuff.
Okay, so
Epcot.
That would make sense, but the difference there is Inventions at Disneyland is located in Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom. That is a, you know, there is the regular separation from reality there. Whereas Inventions is located in Epcot Future World at Walt Disney World, which, don't get me wrong, Future World has character meet and greets, it's got Turtle Talk with Crush. It has all of these things but I don't know. Inventions was always 1 foot definitely grounded in some sort of reality.
Yeah, that's true.
And I hope that they keep that. I hope that they find ways to continue to make that effective. But again, West won't be a part of it. So I guess it'll be Inventions now, because there won't be West and East to differentiate between.
I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing, but I hope they do something cool with it and not just turn it into meet and greets and inaccessible meeting areas or whatever. And that'll about do it for this week's episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook. We are Missing the Mouse. And you can visit our website at www.missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.